Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, time to take a look at important data that is often collated by Statistics South Africa. And for many of us, we understand that this data is critical for businesses, for investors, for sociologists, academics, to understand the dynamics of the environment that we're working in. So when it comes to the CPI print, looking at GDP, we're all well aware that these are numbers that we research and are easily accessible and that we trust, given the work and the efforts of Statistics South Africa and its staff. But have you ever considered, when it comes to understanding the income and expenditure survey in South Africa, why it's necessary, what it means, and how you and I need to be active participants in providing this feedback to make sure that we get a clearer understanding of household income and expenditure in the country? Well, this is an intriguing conversation we're going to address with Werner Ruch, who is a project director for the Income and Expenditure Survey, joining us from StatsSA. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Werner.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for having me, and hello to all your listeners.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, Werner, when it comes to understanding income and expenditure as a survey, many of us don't fully grasp the concept as to why it would be necessary, or we would assume that this data would be easily extrapolated from the census or GDP data. But give us context and understanding as to why this actually matters.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to raise awareness about this survey. It's a 12-month survey that we run that visits about 32,000 households in South Africa across all 9 provinces, across all settlement types. And what we're looking to gather is information about how households spend their money. So really, we're trying to understand the household economy in South Africa. Now, we conduct the survey for two main reasons. One is poverty and inequality, because it provides very critical information to understanding the financial well-being of the South African population. So there's a poverty objective, and that, you know, links to the core objectives of government in terms of its developmental agenda. But the second equally critical objective relates to CPI. And you brought up CPI in your little intro. CPI is a very critical tool that we use to understand how prices are changing in the country. And so CPI is essentially a basket of goods and services, and StatsSA will track how prices change over time to understand, you know, what impact it has. But to understand what items need to be inside the basket, you first need to understand what South Africans are buying. If they built a CPI basket that tracked the prices of Lamborghini and grand pianos, I don't think it would be very relevant to people living in the deep rural areas of KZN or the Eastern Cape. Yeah. So what the survey does is it looks to see how do households spend their money. What do they acquire, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just about how you spend your money. It's about acquisition. So, you might acquire bread from a neighbor. That's an acquisition into your household. That's something we would track. But if you spend money, you buy services. So then we gather this information, and from that, we can then tell the CPI team, these are the items that the majority of South Africans are buying, and then they will then update their basket to make it ensure that it is relevant, so that when they say CPI or the inflation has gone up by 4% this month, the items that they are tracking are the items that are relevant to you and me.
Ah, makes sense. And I love this because it makes it so practical. And we understand it when next time we look at our food baskets and look at the data, there's a very strong correlation. And it also just shows the efficacy of how we can trust the veracity of the data and information that's shared with us. But I understand for StatsSA, in order to collate this data, it's a lot of work. There's teams on the ground who interact with us as households. And this is where we need to share some information. Help us understand the role and function we play in sharing this information, but also being responsible to mitigate against the risk of those who are masquerading as StatsSA officials to get this data.
Yeah, no, then that's it. It's a key concern for us, and we in ensuring not just that we protect the households we interact with the information, but also ensure the safe data collection process. So you're right. So the IES survey is conducted by a team of over 550 field staff. We range from publicity officers, who are people who visit the sample dwelling units, before data collection begins to help prepare the household and to interact with gatekeepers. So if you come to various, you know, communities, sometimes you have to interact with the gatekeepers before you can visit the actual household. So we have a team of publicity officers that visit up front. Then we actually reach the sampled households. And as I already mentioned, we have about 32,000 households that we visit over the course of a year. We're about 80% of the way through. We started in November 2022, and we're going to be finishing at the end of November 2023. So we're a few months, 2.5 months away from, from finishing. And so after the data collection, then we have survey officers, and they are the ones that actually interact with the households. And they spend about 4 weeks with the households that we sampled. It's very unusual relative to other surveys. Other surveys, and I'm sure maybe you have experience with the census or other ones, where you basically get visited, you get a questionnaire, and then you say thank you, goodbye. That's it. For us, because of the nature of the information we are collecting, we use what we call a diary method. So we actually enlist the households to help us track what they are acquiring in real time in a diary. As part of a questionnaire, and that questionnaire that we have, it's rather long, because if you think of all the different areas where you have expenditure, I mean, you've got you could have clothing, footwear, sports and recreation, health, education. The detail you have to go into is quite deep.
So it's so literally getting a look into our monthly and household budgets, right? Item by
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have to understand at the item level, because at the item level is what is critical to understanding for CPI purposes. And in an aggregate, it's necessary for the poverty and inequality purposes. But then we spend four weeks that we spend with the households, every week we administer one module of the household questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And then for 2 weeks, they complete a diary. And then at the end of the process, then that information goes on. So we actually interact with the households. We're looking to build rapport with them. So we have someone that can build trust with the households, because we know this type of information is very sensitive, right? You don't want to share this information with just anyone, right? So if you especially you're telling us your assets, you've got these types of TVs and this stuff, obviously people are worried from a crime perspective. So On the information side, we've got the Stats Act. And the Stats Act is law that protects the information that you give us and that we will keep it confidential. So when you tell what your income is, it is not information that we share with SARS that SARS can go and now check, hey, is this lining up? It's not information that the police could use and say, where did this one acquire this? It's fully confidential, and so to protect that. So that's on the data side in terms of households feeling comfortable to share the information with us. Now, the other thing you brought up was the safety.
Yes.
So our survey officers would obviously be wearing Stats A gear. We've got branded T-shirts and jackets that would be able to identify them. We also have blue bibs that say survey officer on them. With Stats A's logo. So that's from a visual perspective, you can identify. They should have a Stats A branded ID. And obviously you could then contact, if it was this person, when the publicity officer comes, if you have concerns, there is contact numbers where you can contact the various provincial offices that are the ones who are actually conducting and collecting this to verify that the person who's visiting you is actually an employee of Stats A. So you can do it telephonically. And those numbers are provided when we visit, but you can also get on the website. Alternatively, if you don't want to call, you can go onto Stats A's website, and we have a verification tool where you can enter the details of the person, and then they can confirm that it's a legitimate representative.
100%. That I find this so intriguing, and I guess as we understand, you know, more South Africans will learn from this data, can actively participate, and also need to prioritize their safety. But as you mentioned, this is running till November. When will the data be collated and finalized? I know I'm putting you under pressure here, but we really are intrigued to see what the
No, our plans are in place. Look, this has been a survey that's 8 years in the making. The last time we conducted the survey, our goal is to conduct it about every 3 years.
Okay.
But it is a very, as I already explained the methodology of how we collect the information, you can understand that it's very expensive. The transport requirements, the number of people we need. So it is an expensive survey, and we have struggled to secure funding. So the last time we had fresh information was 2015. And now we are conducting it in 2023, so there's an 8-year data gap. which just puts more urgency in accessing this data because it's critical to informing the national development plan and a variety of other key from the medium term strategic framework and other priorities for government. So we finished collecting data collection will end in November, and we'll wrap up field operations over December. Then we enter sort of the data cleaning and confrontation and validation phase, where we have to essentially take the data in. We have to first make sure that there's internal consistency in it, various data editing and imputation processes. And we look to have sort of a clean data set that then we have to wait, because obviously we only visit 32,000 households, but we now need to extrapolate that and make it representative of the whole South African population.
Makes sense.
So by the middle of next year, we would have finalized the data set, we would have weighted the data set, and at that point, we hand over the data to the CPI team. So within StatsSA, there's a separate unit that needs the information, and then they will begin the processes of selecting and reweighting the CPI basket. And while they're doing that, we're going to enter our data analysis phase. And then we'll be preparing the various reports. And then by December next year, we will be looking to publish in conjunction with CPI when they publish their new weights. Mm-hmm. We will be releasing the IES statistical release, which will provide a detailed accounting of what the household economy looks like in this country.
Fantastic. Verna, I am keen to see what that data will reveal, and we really look forward to hosting you then to get some insight into not only the CPI figures, but what they mean for households in terms of our income and expenditure survey. All the best to you and the team. I hope you keep the midnight oil burning and looking forward to getting the insight soon.
thank you. And we appreciate you raising awareness about this. Thank you
Fantastic.
For your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's Verna Roosh, who's the project director for the Income and Expenditure Survey, which is being rolled out by Statistics South Africa. Really critical, as you heard. They'll literally be able to give us a snapshot of what it is that South Africans are budgeting and spending on. And that ties in very nicely with the accuracy of the CPI numbers. So all of this data is important because data equips us to make better decisions and understand the reality of what is unfolding from an economic point of view on the ground.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.